In today's landscape, where business leaders chase quarterly profits and individuals struggle with work-life balance, Everything Connects offers a refreshing perspective. This isn't merely a business book. It's a philosophical journey, weaving ancient wisdom with cutting-edge thinking. The central premise resonates deeply. True innovation emerges when we connect seemingly disparate elements of our lives and work. In our post-pandemic reality, where boundaries between work, home, and purpose have blurred beyond recognition, this integration becomes not just desirable, but essential. The book's approach has influenced organizations from Google to Patagonia precisely because it addresses a fundamental truth. In a world of specialization and fragmentation, the ability to see connections creates sustainable value and meaningful work. Standing still feels safer than movement, yet static systems are actually the most fragile. The innovation economy thrives on what economist Joseph Schumpeter called creative destruction, capitalism's ongoing process of sweeping away obsolete products and enterprises. In our interconnected global environment, technologies rapidly transform relationships, industries vanish overnight, and volatility becomes the norm. Stanford research revealed that commitment cultures, built on emotional bonds, were 200% more likely to go public and performed better long-term than star cultures focused on elite talent. True entrepreneurship transcends conventional business contexts. It's about taking ownership of your economic destiny, whether launching a startup, building a family business, or creating art. Remember Nokia's fall from mobile phone dominance? Their worship of efficiency blinded them to existential threats. Innovation isn't about isolated moments of genius, but a continuous process of discovery. Paul Slaky's journey from anxious McKinsey consultant to mindful LinkedIn executive shows how meditation enhances leadership. Though initially skeptical, he found mindfulness created space for thoughtful responses while managing hundreds of reports. Mindfulness, validated by modern science despite ancient origins, improves attention, emotional regulation, and self-perception. Research demonstrates enhanced cognition and working memory after brief training, with measurable brain changes through neuroplasticity. The practice develops present moment awareness, replacing reactive patterns with intentional responses. Know thyself remains core to authentic leadership. True authenticity requires awareness of your identity, aspirations, and desired impact. From Aristotle to Steve Jobs, great thinkers emphasize self-discovery as the path to meaningful contribution. Everyone has an inner genius waiting to create unique value. Leaders progress through four stages: self-preservation, group identification, autonomous individualism, and collective integration through mentorship. While many remain in the individualistic phase, the deepest fulfillment comes from the final stage. Successful businesses create value by understanding themselves, their ecosystem, and customers' needs through empathic awareness. Like blind men examining an elephant, we each grasp only partial truths. Organizations must seek diverse perspectives through partnership to understand the complete picture. According to polyvagal theory, psychological safety, freedom from job threats and toxic management, is essential for innovation. Our reptilian brain must feel secure before our mammalian brain can create. Organizations often self-limit through cultural matching, hiring similar people. Conway's Law shows companies design systems mirroring their communication structure, explaining why rigid organizations like Blockbuster fail during disruption. They organize around delivery methods instead of customer value. Yammer demonstrates a better approach with fluid teams that reorganize weekly based on needs. Quality relationships matter more than experience for innovation, with well-connected teams achieving better outcomes. Large companies can leverage intersectional creativity by connecting ideas across divisions, as P&G did with Crest Whitestrips, combining technologies for $200 million in first-year revenue. true value extends beyond stock prices and balance sheets, which often miss intangible assets and fail to capture long-term potential. This reality challenges organizations to develop deeper measures of worth beyond quarterly metrics. Value creation starts with understanding unexpressed needs. Clay Christensen's Jobs to be Done theory demonstrates this. Customers hire products for specific tasks, like choosing milkshakes as convenient breakfast options during morning commutes. Sustainable value emerges from continuous listening that builds trust and enables lasting partnerships. Every business has a finite lifespan, which should drive purposeful action. Like Buddhist meditation on death creating urgency and clarity, this awareness helps leaders prioritize meaningful outcomes, explaining why figures like Bill Gates transitioned to philanthropy after business success. Amazon, under Jeff Bezos, exemplifies customer-focused long-term thinking. Despite criticism of operating like a charitable organization for consumers, Bezos maintains that delighting customers builds trust and creates future opportunities. This approach aligns shareholder and customer interests for sustainable growth, supporting Tim Carmody's observation that if Amazon is a victor, it must be a benevolent victor. The distinction between wanting versus having to work balances intrinsic motivations, mastery, autonomy, purpose, with extrinsic rewards. Companies like Apple attract talent by offering sufficiently epic projects that people willingly organize their lives around. While compensation matters, with happiness correlating to income up to certain thresholds, money alone doesn't drive engagement. Leaders must align team members' personal narratives with organizational goals. Reid Hoffman's Tours of Duty concept offers a pragmatic solution for today's gig economy, a mutual alliance where both parties add value rather than expecting lifelong loyalty. The message is clear. If you make us more valuable, we'll make you more valuable. Like farmers creating conditions for natural growth, managers can't command development but can cultivate environments where it flourishes. Similar to how physicians facilitate healing and teachers create spaces for learning. Each person brings unique potential and limitations shaped by their background and experience. Innovation requires diverse teams with complementary perspectives, multiple hands on the elephant. Philosopher Henry Bergson challenged clock time as restrictive, arguing that time is our fluid, ongoing experience. By fixating on hours rather than results, we avoid connecting our consciousness with outcomes. Effective collaboration means coordinating multiple perspectives and experiences that yield insights we cannot have alone. While this requires structure, traditional hierarchies often stifle innovation. Overly specialized teams risk losing sight of the whole by focusing only on their part. For better insight, try this practice. Sit upright, directing 25% of your attention to breathing while staying aware of sensory experience. When thoughts arise, label them as thinking without judgment. Start with 10 minutes daily for 3 weeks. The goal isn't mastery, but understanding your mind, the key to seeing unique connections. The most successful organizations are built on commitment and connection, not star power or hierarchy. When members treat each other like family, it drives better business outcomes, from capital efficiency to revenue growth. Success requires self-awareness about our daily competency building. Choose environments that foster continuous skill development rather than quick wins. Like Leonardo da Vinci, identify core strengths that can serve multiple domains. Deep understanding of ourselves and others becomes our greatest asset. By recognizing connections where others see fragments, we create lasting value. In an increasingly specialized world, integration becomes both an advantage and a path to fulfillment. The connections you nurture between ideas, people, and purposes shape both your success and your contribution to a world that needs integration.